This is Talk of the Town on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM. Steve Kelly from West Michigan's Morning News introducing Nick Rice, in-studio marketing director of Sip Shine. Nick, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Find out more about the beverages at sipshine.com. I'll mention that again, but for those that might not be familiar, what is Sip Shine?
Sip Shine itself is a flavored moonshine made here in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Really? So how long has it been around? Where did this idea come from?
So the idea came from a family trip to Gatlinburg, Tennessee by our CEO, Kyle Search. He fell in love with moonshine down here and decided he wanted to see if he could make it here at home. Played around with it for several years, perfected it, and 2019 decided he was good enough that he was going to incorporate and start Sip Shine.
So, and made right here in Grand Rapids.
Right? Grand Rapids, right over by the airport.
That so you're the first to put this in a can, right? So it's not in a jar. We just think of these, right? We got these crazy ideas in our head.
Yeah, so what Kyle really wanted to do and really came from his experience in Gatlinburg was moonshine has that connotation of being scary and hot and, you know, just super boozy. And
right
when he, I think it was Old Smoky was where he was going into, his brother-in-law was like, hey, there's free booze in here. And he goes in there. He's like, what are we drinking? And they're like, moonshine. He's like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. And he's like, I'll sit down here. And then he realized that moonshine, as he had known it, really wasn't what they were doing. Old Smoky flavors moonshines, makes some delicious drinks out of it, and he fell in love with it. He said, you know, I think I can do that too. But with a spin on it was he wanted to make it more approachable, right? Take it out of the mason jar. Mm-hmm. And at the time, you know, this was COVID. You know, every place was shut down. We wanted to be different. So colorful cans. You know, we were the first flavored moonshine cocktail in a can. That was really intriguing to a lot of people. But everybody was at home drinking. So we really did start as the first flavored moonshine in a can. We've since graduated to putting it in bottles and even half gallons now. So we're actually the first moonshine you can buy in a half gallon bottle.
You got a handle.
We have let go of the cans. We're not producing cans anymore. That niche has kind of moved on. But now that on-premise locations, bars, restaurants, things are open, we're in a traditional fifth now, which is not usually what you see moonshine in. But that's a part of that whole trying to make that moonshine more approachable, make it not scary looking, take it out of the mason jar, put it in a bottle, and get it into consumers' hands.
You can find out more at sipshine.com. We're talking to Nick Rice, who's the marketing director of Sip Shine, made right here in Grand Rapids. So what products do you offer?
So we have 7 flavored moonshines under the Sip Shine brand. We've got 4 core flavors. Arnold Shine, Raspberry Shineade, Shineberry Sweet Tea, and a spicy watermelon called Watermelon Chillade. And then we've got 3 seasonal flavors. Fall, winter time, we've got a caramel apple, Shine a Latte, Granny Jane's pumpkin bread, and a peppermint mocha Shino.
Really? So how would you describe the flavors for the maybe unindoctrinated, or maybe somebody who tried something that a cousin brought over the border from another and thought, well, ugh, this is not my thing.
Yeah, typically moonshine is very high in proof. You know, when these people are getting the white lightning from out in the holler in Tennessee, yep. This is not what we have. We've proofed this down to 20% ABV, 40 proof, added a lot of natural flavor to it. This is something that you can drink and drink on the rocks. You can make cocktails with it. Not scary, not hot, like the alcohol hot. Mm-hmm. Very approachable, very easy to drink, sip, and make drinks from.
Again, sipshine.com to find out more information. Where is it? Where can I get it? Is it on shelves here too?
It's on shelves. Obviously, Michigan being our big market, you can find it readily available around, especially the West Michigan market. Easy enough to go on. Like you said, sipshine.com. We've got a store locator, but we're available in over 30 states around the country. So really you can get it anywhere, but we also have a way that you can just go on the website, order and have it shipped directly to your door, pick out whatever you want. You buy 4 bottles, you get free shipping with it, and you don't even have to leave your couch.
And you've got plans too, right, for a tasting room or a place to just go?
We do. We're really focused on, now that everything's kind of back to normal, we're really bringing everything back to Michigan. We didn't originally distill here in the state of Michigan. Our corporate headquarters have always been here. But now we've moved production back here. You know, all of our merch that we're doing is going to be made here. Even our online retailer is here in the state of Michigan. But as you just mentioned, we have a restaurant, tasting room, bar being opened up right downtown here in Grand Rapids over on the west side, Stockton and Bridge Street.
Perfect.
The old Harmony Hall location.
Yeah.
We're currently under renovation there. It actually starts this week. The bottom floor is going to be a Gatlinburg-style tasting room. You know, you come in, you pay your $5, you get to sample everything that's on there. From there, you can buy product there, you can buy some of our merch, or you can go upstairs to our restaurant, which can be very Nashville themed. Think Old Reds or Al Dean's, live music, 11 to 11 every day of the week. Have some great food. You can then go upstairs. We're going to have a rooftop bar that overlooks the city.
Nice.
It's just going to be a great atmosphere and really something the Grand Rapids area hasn't seen.
And it's a fun logo, too, the merchandise that you've got some on now.
I do.
It looks great.
Fun logo, something we're really excited about bringing down here.
You have a passion for the business. How did they grab you? Where'd you get the idea?
So I actually started, I've been in the West Michigan area for a long time. I actually came from motorsports. I worked out at Berlin Raceway. And in 2020, when Sipshine was starting, they approached a racetrack about doing a partnership. And I became really good friends with the owners and just was passionate about what they were doing. I was excited to watch them grow. And after a couple of years, they thought that I fit the bill and decided to steal me from the racetrack and bring me on board in a marketing capacity. And it's just been hitting the road running since I started.
I hope Jeff's not mad. And at Berlin, they've got you guys at that new outdoor restaurant. They've got a bigger, expanded sort of
outdoor bar.
Cool. I'll go with you and talk to him.
Go
about
with me.
It.
Yeah, no, I'm meeting Jeff next week. We're going to expand that area next year. I actually personally built a lot of that bar
I
was there. Yep, as part of that partnership.
Small world. You can again find out more at sipshine.com. Nick Rice, Marketing Director. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This is Talk of the Town on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.